Moving on to the world of racing, there was a release last night from Blake Shinn, which got a lot of people talking. And Matt Stewart is a talker, he's a talkman, and he's a listenman as well. And he's a conversation man with us on the breakfast this morning. Hello, Matthew.
That's the greatest multi-min sentence of all time, Daniel. You've taken it to a new level.
I like having you as a conversation man with us.
So Blake's a positive self. Admitted positive swabman. We've got to drop it. I think our professional standards are being tested now.
We've got a policy of near enough is good enough for me, do you think?
The interesting thing about this is the language used by Blake's. Two interesting things in a way. One is we're yet to discover what the substance is. So we're trying to get hold of...
Sleeping tablet, we're being told.
Yeah, but what is the... Well, what is the sleeping tablet? What is the actual substance, you know? So we're trying to get hold of Race Victoria. They usually send out a... Hannah Greasley, Sean Kelly type this statement about this is the situation. This is the actual substance, like right. Meloxicam or whatever it might be. So I don't know why I said meloxicam.
What is meloxicam? is that a word?
I'm cleaning out my unit and I was going through my medicine thing and there was a meloxicam there. I didn't know what it was, so I kept it.
Just in case.
Oh, well, you know.
Just in case.
Those lonely nights.
Does it not just... It sounded very interesting, the first line of the statement. I've today been notified that I returned a swab irregularity. Sounds like he's a horse.
Read it all out, because my printout cut off one line. Oh.
Right.
Because it is interesting, and that's what I want to have a quick chat about.
This is the statement from Blake Shinn yesterday. I've today been notified that I returned a swab irregularity, which has arisen from a sleeping tablet following a race meeting on February 25. I'm fully cooperating with Racing Victoria stewards. However, as a result, I am unable to fulfil riding engagements until such time that a confirmatory sample is returned. Confirmatory, good word. I acknowledge that a medication was used to assist me gaining appropriate rest in order to maintain my clarity to be safe when I ride. Under no circumstances was it taken to enhance performance or to place in jeopardy the high level of integrity to which I live by. I sincerely apologise for the inconvenience this causes to the trainers and connections for whom I held riding engagements over the coming week. I'm extremely grateful for their support and understanding on this matter. I will await further advice from Racing Victoria stewards and will reserve any comment until the confirmatory sample, there it is again, is returned.
So he's preempted whatever the stewards may announce by saying, hey, I've got a positive, this is what I'm doing. The language, he's sort of, I'm not saying he's deliberately hitched his wagon to the fatigue debate, but the language there is, hey, look, you know, if you want me to be sharp, I need my rest.
I've got a product for them. I'm going to sit down with Matty Highland. I've got a product for them. Trainers, jockeys, anyone who's lacking in this area, fatigue and stress and sleep.
You're onto something?
I've got something for them.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get in touch with all these bodies and deal with this.
Does it come up with a negative swab?
There is no chemical involved.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get onto that. But I think it's interesting because of the wider debate about jockey fatigue and, Ben Mellum's, threw that hand grenade and so on. And interesting that Blake... has connected his positive swab to, hey, I'm trying to be sharp out there. And I'm happy to take that on face value. But it's interesting now that the fatigue debate that's been going on for a week has a positive swab element that the jockey himself has connected to tiredness and fatigue. And how do I cope?
Yep.
I need to take these sleeping tablets. So now the risk of jockeys trying to combat their fatigue is that they may run a positive for it. So... interesting on so many fronts. Blake is a very not solemn, but you can read he wears his heart on his sleeve a little bit, and you can sense his disappointment in himself. And when he says, "I've let people down," I know Blake reasonably well. Blake really means it. He really feels things heavily.
Well, Gay Waterhouse gave him a massive pump up the other day about the way he carries himself and prepares himself for race day action and
extraordinarily
life.
Professional, and he is a busy jockey. He's got weight issues. He rides regularly. Pops for a global superstar jockey. He will pop up in your breakfast. So as long as there's a racetrack there.
Yes.
So look, I think this is really interesting.
I think you're right. The timing of this, on the back of the conversations have been had in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is very interesting.
Well, I'm just curious to know what Race Victoria is prepared to say about what the substance is. There's a lot of the swimmer, Shane Warne's one.
There's a diuretic one as well.
Yeah, that was a diuretic. Wasn't there a sleeping tablet swimmer? NSTS?
Okay. Sleeping tablet swimmer STS.
I'm sure there was. One of those...
I don't remember. There's that many bloody ones.
There's not that many sleepy swimmers out there. So anyway, this is really interesting. We're going to follow this up through Michael's program. Who was that? Shayna Jack.
The former soccer who wasn't listening when I said Shayna Jack before.
So we're going to follow this up, Michael's program. We'll talk to Matthew Hyland. I might even give Blake a bell and see if he picks up, and then we'll go from there.
I'm going to need Matthew's number. I'm going to fix this.
I think, because you're a bit of a, Rubik's Cube type creator.
I'm going to fix this.
Can I latch onto this? I'm feeling your vibe. I've got one for you too.
Have you?
Yeah, it's going to make me my first $100 million. Involves simplifying things for those who have diminished capacity.
That sounds like putting a boy on.
I'll run it by a rich mate of mine who's very smart, and he's like, I can't see any flaws in this whatsoever.
Oh, that's positive.
Run yours by him as well, and then we'll talk.
All right. We need to do some business together, I think. Mm. All right, Matthew, we'll learn more about this through the morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Stewart, RSN's racing editor.